Senate Bill 115.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Dave Knudsen, State Senator from District 14 in Sioux Falls. And Senate Bill 115 is an attempt to continue to work in a moderate and reasonable fashion to provide relief from the sales tax on food for those individuals who need that relief and for whom that tax constitutes a significant burden. I was a very strong opponent of the total repeal of the sales tax on food because I think that there was no reason for people like myself not to pay sales tax on food, and I think the strength of our sales tax is how broad it is. But I was very supportive of the governor's program to look at those individuals for whom this tax represents a significant burden and to alleviate that tax through the governor's rebate program. I think the program was well designed and works effectively. I think that, and again, it was a walk before you run type of program. We set the income eligibility limits at 150% of the federal poverty income level. This bill would simply raise the eligibility for participation in that program from 150% of the federal poverty level to 175% of that level. This would have some cost to the state. I can't tell you what that is. I believe it would be relatively modest. We would be making more people eligible for this program. But I think even though it would come with some cost, I would submit to you it's the right thing to do to help relieve that burden on the lower income individuals. And I'll be glad to answer questions.
Thank you, Senator. Do we have other proponents? Other proponents? Opponents?
Morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Jason Dilges with the Bureau of Finance and Management.
Jason, I think this is the first time that this committee has seen you, so welcome.
Thank you very much, Senator, and it's very nice to be with you this morning. Just to make sure that I'm clear, the administration worked very closely with Senator Knudsen and yourself, Mr. Chairman, last session to put in place the sales tax on food refund program, and we are very thankful for that support that you helped provide to us last legislative session. We felt that was a good alternative to the full-out repeal of that particular tax and the loss of about $41 million of state revenues. The impetus for our opposition to this bill is essentially we're really at the infancy stages of this program, and we're working it through as best we can. We're having a lot of successes in the implementation of this program. Although we're not at the levels in which we had anticipated, we feel that it's just a matter of time before we will be at those levels that we anticipated. Similarly to the SCHIP program, the Children's Health Insurance Program that was put in place in the late 1990s, it took a number of years to hit full stride in the number of individuals that we've been that we're serving, and I feel that it's just a matter of time before we get to that point with this program as well. I just want to share a few statistics with you about some of our successes thus far with this program, and maybe some anecdotes on what the increase that's proposed in Senate Bill 115 might do. Right now, we're averaging about 2.6 members per household for the households that are being served in this program. We had budgeted 2.5, so we're essentially right on track. What that tells us is the majority of the households that are participating are smaller, either single member or two-person households. predominantly actually elderly folks are showing to take part in the program with more zest than maybe some of the other families. The dollar amount that we're paying out per family is about right on track, whether it be we're a little bit higher in the amount that we're paying for the food stamp families. I think we had budgeted about $72 a year, and I think we're at about $100 to $120 per year. By the same token, those households that aren't on food stamps are right at that almost $200 per year in refunds, and we'd budgeted about $220. So we're about right on track with regard to that. Where we're really not at the point in which we thought we would be is the number of households that were signing up. As of the end of January, we're right at about 30,000 households. We'd budgeted about 45,000 households, and so you can see that halfway through the year, or 7/12 of the way through this fiscal year, we're doing fairly well. We're 30,000 out of 45,000, so we're coming along. It's just a matter of time, like I said before, until I think we'll be on target. We've done a lot of outreach efforts. We've sent out, I think last check was about 100,000 pieces of correspondence trying to pitch this refund program. We've done a lot of citywide meetings or community meetings to be able to tell people about this program and to let them know that they're eligible to sign up for it. So having said that, we think that we're going to be at the point very soon of where we're going to be spending the appropriation. We may not get there this year, but we think that we'll be close to that. I just ran some preliminary numbers, and I think that for this particular fiscal year, they're not going to be accurate just because we're not at the level of which we anticipated to be. But I went back and I pulled the figures from last year, and I compared the difference between the 150% of poverty and 175% of poverty that's proposed in Senate Bill 115. The difference, based on our projections, would be somewhere around $1 million to $1.3 million in total funds difference that we would pay out between those two groups. Of that, the state would bear about $850,000 of the increase, and the municipalities would bear about $400,000. And so from our perspective, part of what we do is try to manage the expenses of state government and try to identify the highest priorities. One of the things that we're looking at thus far is in the budget that's been proposed to the legislature is the elderly nutrition program. And the only reason I bring that up is in the governor's budget, we left that out. And with the proposal you have, we're cutting about 128,000 meals statewide. And the cost to not cut that amount of meals is about $350,000. And we feel that at the state level, rather than putting additional funds on the long term into this type of a program, that it might be more worthwhile to look at funding that elderly nutrition program. Finally, just my last remark, Mr. Chairman, is we have to really look at the merits of going to 175% and say to ourselves, well, will that bring in additional households that need relief? And I'd just like to share a couple of statistics as I close. The average income level of the recipients that are taking part in this refund program right now, their annual income is approximately $9,412 per year, which is relatively small. But an average of 2.6 members per household, you can see why that number is as small as it is. Right now, for that household, the threshold at 150% of poverty is $21,120. So that tells you that the people that we're serving in this program are really the lower income type of individuals, not those people that are in the 140 to 150% of poverty. So at this point, increasing that to $24,640, which would be the level at 2.5 persons at 175%, we don't think that would necessarily serve the purpose that's intended in Senate Bill 115, just because the people we're serving right now are a lot lower income. So we'd like to spend our outreach efforts trying to get those people in those income brackets signed up for these refunds and continue to serve them at this point in time. Like I said before, this is a program that we help put together with your help and assistance. We think we're just getting started. We think we've got a long ways to go yet, and perhaps we should revisit this issue in a couple of years when we know what our target audience is and when we get up to full strength in terms of the people that we're serving. So with that, thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I'd answer any questions.
Thank you, Jason. Do we have other opponents? Other opponents?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Travis Benson, Catholic Diocese of Sioux Falls.
Welcome again, Travis.
I want to apologize. I was out in the hall and I missed the proponent, so I would ask the chair if I could testify in favor of this bill briefly.
You surely have that discretion.
Thank you, Chair. Members of the committee, again, Travis Benson, lobbyist for the Catholic Diocese of Sioux Falls. A little history. Back in the session of 2003, I had the unique experience of working with Representative McCoy and others, and I enjoyed that experience, on what was then called House Bill 1248 at that time. And when we worked on that, it was one of the first times the concept of targeting the low-income individuals to get the care, the assistance that they really need, with a type of card or exemption, if you will. And we had, in that bill, encouraged 200% as the guideline of the federal poverty guidelines. Last year, as everyone knows, the legislative body had much debate on many different types of bills on this particular issue as it made its way through the legislative process. And we encouraged the legislator to likewise accept last year the federal poverty guideline levels at 200%. So we see this bill, this particular bill, Senate Bill 115, as a positive step in trying to achieve that type of 200%, which we think is a good number for the individuals to get the assistance they need. So we recommend due pass. Thank you.
Either opponents or proponents. Seeing none, we'll close this to committee discussion and or action. Questions? Senator Olson.
Mr. Chairman, as many of you know, I'm the chairman of the Education Committee, and I can guarantee you I've got enough bills up there that have price tags with them that before this session's all over. So I'm going to not make any motion regarding my good friend's bill here, but I'm going to do everything in my power to protect the dollars that we will be crawling all over each other to spend.
Other comments and or questions?
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Sutton.
If I may ask Jason a question. Just couldn't get out of here, Jason, without me asking you a question. Do you have any numbers to show how many of those individuals that are on the CHIP program are also receiving this? Are we serving the same people?
Senator Sutton, Mr. Chairman. Senator Sutton, good question. I don't have the information, but can just in general terms tell you that part of the target audience for the refund program was the people on Medicaid, the people on CHIPs, and the people that were already on food stamps. So yes, Senator, I think that they constitute a fairly sizable market share, if you will, of the people that are enrolled. But I'm sorry, I can't give you the specific numbers.
And if I may, Mr. Chairman? You speak of the elderly nutrition program, and you know, being from an area, you know, and hearing from the elderly in the community that rely on that, and that funding being cut, puts many legislators that serve rural areas in the state of South Dakota in a box, and because those individuals truly need this type of assistance. And so my question, if we can't help them there, I mean, are we better to serve them through this type of a program so we're actually serving those in need? Because there were people that were getting on the nutrition program that could very well afford to go out and purchase their own meals, but they were part of that nutrition program, or they went there to help save it. You know, I know the buses, you know, the people calling anybody over 65 years old to come down to the local senior center to eat because we're in jeopardy of losing that valuable program. So can we better serve those that directly need by doing this legislation?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Sutton, I think you bring up a good point. Where do we get the best bang for our dollars? I will tell you that the minimum award given out for the sales tax and food refund program is $10 a month, and I know a lot of those particular families, because they have other types of assistance available to them, would get that $10 a month minimum. I'm not terribly familiar with the elderly nutrition program, but I would guess that in a matter of a month's worth of time, a household that would be participating in that program would get more of a value than $10 in meals over the course of a month. And so it's kind of how you weigh one against the other, I guess, Senator. And 128,000 meals is a lot of meals to have to cut back in the course of a year. And so I think since the elderly nutrition program also leverages a lot of federal dollars, and the state program is basically state and municipal money, that I think that the better bang for the buck would be elderly nutrition. But that's just my own personal opinion.
Questions or comments from the committee?
Chairman.
Senator Hanson.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. As I heard once before today, to get this off of dead center, I will move that we move this to the 41st day.
We have a motion by Senator Hanson to move this to the 41st day. Do I have a second? We have a motion by Senator Hanson, second by Senator Olson. Is there discussion? Senator Sutton.
Well, I would ask the committee to resist that motion, because I believe that we're early enough in session that I'm not convinced that the elderly nutrition program is going to be put back in the budget. And I understand that we have educational needs out there, but there's an omnibus bill that's going to be circulating around. And with that omnibus bill, we all are going to have an opportunity to put things in there. And I just think that this vehicle needs to move forward, because I think that we need to address one way or the other. And I'm not convinced without a vehicle like this that is going to be addressed. So I would ask you to resist that motion.
Is there additional discussion? Senator Tuples.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to concur with Mr. Sutton, because I do have concerns on the elderly nutrition program, because I do know that two of our districts was funded by the state.
Do I hear a substitute motion? Is there additional discussion? A motion by Senator Hanson, second by Senator Olson, is to move to the 41st day. I see no additional discussion. Ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Olson?
Aye.
Sutton?
No.
Tubolds?
No.
Hanson?
Aye.
Dempster?
Do I hear a motion?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Sutton.
I would move do pass.
We have a motion by Senator Sutton, do pass. Second. We have a second by Senator Tuples. Is there discussion? I see none. Ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Olson? Sutton?
Yes.
Tuples?
Yes.
Hanson? Dempster?
Yes.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
Vote is 3-2, Senator Sutton.
We are in a quandary because we need 4 votes to dispose of this legislation.
Indeed, we are in a quandary.
I would understand, right?
Indeed, we are. Council, our alternatives are, our options are?
Defer action.
Senator Hanson?
I'll change to aye.
Senator Hanson changed to aye. That changes our vote total from to 4-2. That's a 4-1. Sorry, that's a do pass.
I vote to aye.
Senator Knutson, as a new member of this committee, moves that this move to the consent calendar. I suspect that suggestion, though I'm thankful for it, will not likely prevail.